gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know the girl that usually comes in on Wednesday and Hal hugs her?
Yeah.
She said her loins are aching because Hal's not here. He's in the New York bureau, though. That's too bad. Yeah. She better see a doctor. Oh, look at heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be? Hump days with Hal Sparks?
Yes!
We all know Hal has that effects on women's nether regions, as he's given me my girlhood back.
Absolutely. I'm like one of those electric jump starters you can buy at Home Depot, you know, to carry around in your car if you have a bad alternator.
That you plug into your cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
You
any cigarette lighter and you can jump start yourself. What?
You used your magical jumper cables on my dead eggs.
Yeah.
And brought them back to life.
I did.
Thank you,
Hal Sparks. Just in time for Easter so we can paint them. What?
Right. Pardon me. Hal Sparks in the New York Bureau all 3 hours. Hal, not sure if you're aware of what's happening here, but the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show
has, wow.
Who knew? It's, Madison, Wisconsin, Saturday.
As the battle for the survival of America's middle class enters the next stage, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show begins its world tour, bringing their fight to the heart of Scott Walker territory, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan.
On April 23rd at the Barrymore Theater, see the unholy comedy trinity of John Fugelsang, the ecclesiastical mook, the rocker son, Hal Sparks, and the spirit of progressive talk radio, Mama herself, Stephanie Miller. To purchase tickets, go to BarrymoreLive.com or call 608-241-8633. Come be a part of the laughs and pure progressive inspiration. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Be there. You sexy
thing. Okay, late show, Hal. Tickets that are left. Go to BarrymoreLive.com. We're sold out for our show,
yeah.
And the second one is nearly sold out. So hurry if you want the late show tickets.
That's the dirty show.
Yeah.
Well, listen, who knows?
All the stops. I mean,
that's the brightest, spiciest adult comedy.
You don't even have to slip me a roofie. I'll be by that time. You know me, Hal.
Yeah, you'll be out. I'll be cold anyways because you're in bed by 7:30. You know, we're lucky to get through the first show. We'll just have to poke you with a stick.
The second show will be like Weekend at Steffi's. Hal and John will just be carrying me around the stage.
Yeah.
Is she even awake? Is she alive?
She's usually in bed by this time, folks. You're seeing the real Stephanie Miller. This is awesome. This is so authentic for you.
And by the way, this ain't no Charlie Sheen, so no refunds, even if I'm asleep. Sorry.
You're not going to pull out a wad of hundreds and
did you hear about that, Hal? He pulled out a wad of hundreds and gave a guy his money back, who heckled him, and the guy left. He's like, thank you, and he left. All right.
Well,
I don't have that kind of walking around money. Sorry. All right.
Refunding. that's the
all right.
Hashtag.
So you can go to Ticketmaster.com for, let's see here, what do we have? Syracuse, Saturday, May 14th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Minneapolis went crazy yesterday. They just went on sale yesterday, for God's sakes.
I know. And they love us. And we're a drive away, by the way. You could make it to the Madison show. And yet. They want to see it.
Yeah,
on their
only own. In fact, sure. A very few VIP tickets left for Minneapolis. So get on that.
So if you want to meet and grope, you got to get on those VIP tickets.
Really, yes, yeah. And to preempt this, Hal, we already went on because you knew someone was going to send us this. So today at noon Eastern time, Ticketmaster.com. Enter the code sexy because we're coming to Boston. Stop sending me this song, for God's sakes. All right. Saturday, July 16th at the Wilbur Theater.
Surely that's summertime. It's not springtime.
Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang.
Oh.
70s wuss rock. Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's AM Gold.
AM Gold.
Yeah.
I think I had that 8-track.
Yeah. That was the main one.
AM Gold.
I was like, please book Boston before someone else sends me this song. All right. Yeah, and Facebook pages, Hal, popping up all over the country asking us to come. This one, Christy, please come to Phoenix. If the song Please Come to Boston helps liberals in Boston get a sexy liberal show, maybe Phoenix, we should start sending emails with the Glenn Campbell hit by the time I... No. Don't send by the time I get to Phoenix. We're working on it.
I like
Phoenix.
That song.
It's We're working bad. On it, you Christy. Know, working on
who
it.
Who does it? Kenny Chesney does a cover of that.
Oh, does he?
Oh, well, yeah. That changes my mind then.
Oh, stop it. You don't even know who Kenny Chesney is.
Sure I do.
Who is he?
He's the gay guy that was married to Renee. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. No, he's not. There were rumors. I don't know why. It got annulled.
Very
What's her
shiny.
Name? Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. For a minute.
Squinty.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the Oscar host? What did Bill Maher call him? Something. Bug Eyes and Stiffy.
Bug Eyes?
Well, Bug Eyes and different. Stiffy. Anne Hathaway.
Oh,
and
talking about, yeah. That's Boehner and Cantor.
Jeffrey writes, staff, we're coming to Boston.
Right.
Massachusetts, they need a liberal tour like Palin needs a blackboard and a metal claw. You've got to come to St. Louis or else we Missourians will commission another puppy mill. No. Don't do that. That's like that National Lampoon. Bring the sexy liberal show where this puppy gets it.
Is there still a town where St. Louis used to be?
Oh, stop it. St. Louis is a lovely
Louise
town.
Sparks.
It's a great casino. It's one of the nicest casinos I've been.
There goes your St. Louis booking, Hal Sparks.
There it goes.
Who's been there in the last year? Raise your hand. That's what I thought.
I've driven through a couple of times. Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, unless you stop, don't even start with me. Right?
And Tino, I'm getting a lot of these emails. Tina writes, Steph, is the show coming to L.A.? Oh, come on. You know we love L.A. I mean, we love L.A. Don't we love L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Yes, we're working on that. All right. Speaking of Sarah Palin, somebody had a funny idea. Mm. Thank God you missed the Sarah Palin drops yesterday. She was in Madison last week.
Oh, yeah.
Dear God in heaven. Mm. Well, Jim has previously said a bandsaw going through a bicycle, but this was more like I used to use my blender the other day, and it was like the higher thing. It's the frappe. It's not the grind.
Right.
It's the, yeah.
Is your magic bullet broken? Does it sound like this? We've got to take back America that we want.
If she hits that pitch.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, many letters like this. We tortured people's cats yesterday. A lot of, boy. Steven writes, please, my ears are bleeding. Couldn't you either slow down or digitally drop the pitch of those Sarah Palin clips so that she wouldn't hit that one note that shatters glass and makes my eardrums bleed? This
it's
might
not
produce,
a bad idea.
Yeah, this might produce comedy gold, too, just as when my brothers and sisters and I discovered in the 70s that playing Mom's Frank Sinatra LPs and Eartha Kitt 45s at the wrong speed made Sinatra sound like Kitt and Kitt sound like Sinatra.
Yeah.
That's funny. Fun with Mom's 45.
Fun with 33, 45, and 78.
And 78. Yeah.
A good portion of the populace doesn't know what the heck we're talking about right now, and that's a beautiful thing.
Just for Steven's entertainment pleasure, we did, let's see, here's the regular one.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
Oh, God.
A bag of cats fighting. It's really, seriously.
That's what happens to her voice when her poll numbers start tanking horribly.
Her voice gets exponentially higher as her poll numbers plummet. Like she can screech them back up. Okay, and then here you go, Stephen. This is for you, Sarah Palin.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
She is Vigo. You are like the buzzing of flies to her.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
She sounds like Emilio Estevez in
Well,
Young Guns.
The Satan worshippers in Madison are used to that. The sound right. of Beelzebub. There we go.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
Thank you. He gets irritable.
Wow. Does he get irritable when I mispronounce his name?
You guys!
Oh no.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country! You guys!
Maybe if I use words like battle and frontline, I'll get more press because it's violent. They seem to run with that.
So, she actually used the word solidarity in Madison, in Wisconsin, as she's helping her union bashing buddy Governor Wanker. I'm in solidarity with all you union bashers. Oh!
The only thing more frightening than her ignorance in particular is the fact that Donald Trump makes her look like Kofi Annan.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's round two of this nonsense.
It's true. When Karl Rove says you're a joke, when Karl Rove says, oh, birther, that's a dirty trick. When Karl Rove says that, you jumped the shark.
Right.
Well, oh,
he's really
boy.
Running for president and not just running for biggest jerkwad or whatever his...
By the way, I'm on Joy Behar yesterday with Andrew Breitbart, who thinks birtherism is crazy. When Andrew Breitbart, when there's a conspiracy theory that's too right-wing crazy for him, that's crazy.
Well, didn't big government trumpet the whole birther thing at one point?
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, then that's entirely disingenuous of Andrew Breitbart.
Did you see my wacky sight gag on Joy Behar?
Yes.
When they came to me, I was reading Andrew Breitbart's book, and then I threw it.
Over your shoulder.
Okay. She gave the Sexy Liberal Show a plug, Hal. Check it out. I'm telling you, ours is the movement, not theirs. The Tea Party is done. Did you see this poll?
Oh, totally.
Friggin' hilarious. 80% of Americans don't think we should cut Medicare. And think we should tax the rich to close the deficit. Oh, the budget monster is going to have a fit.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Oh, Paul Ryan.
I saw. You can't beat me. You can't. I'm not going to leave my friends. I'm not. You can tell me a million times and I still won't go.
Oh, Paul, you don't have any friends. Even the people who... You're among people who eat their own. You've got a shelf life, not a relationship. Oh, sad.
Oh, such a sad little boy. James
By the way,
it's
hyena, his hairline.
Pardon
I figured it out finally.
Oh! You said bonobo last week, but you're right.
Yeah, it's hyena.
Yeah, no, you're right. Better. James in New Jersey. Hi, James.
Stephanie, you're taking the Sexy Liberal tour to Syracuse, and then you're going to Boston, but you're missing the big city right in between the two cities. Why aren't you going to Beaverwick?
To where?
Beaverwick.
Beaverwick. Oh, you know, that would seem a natural for both Hal and I.
Beaverwick, the city is at the other end of the Erie Canal from Lockport. It's now known as Albany.
Oh,
I
okay.
see. All right.
That's why I thought you have Paul Tonko on, because he is the congressman from Beaverlick.
Oh, that's right, from Beaverlick. Yeah, I failed to mention that to him. Otherwise, I'll never get another congressperson on again, but okay.
Yeah. Not from any place that's, you know, aptly named and strangely.
Yeah. We should go to Jersey, because then, you know, if they think Governor Christie is bold and fresh and courageous.
Yeah.
They ain't seen nothing. We could shout out awful ideas. And
there, I said it.
There, boom. I said it. I did not vaporize into the cup. But I think we should light old people on fire. That's how you cut Medicare. Boom.
You said that. Nothing has happened.
There,
still.
I said it. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour.
Wow, what a first segment.
We're up to a rollicking hump days with Hal.
Absolutely.
He doesn't have to be here because he completes
share
me.
Share a bond.
We complete each other's sentences. Okay.
He
had me at hello. Okay, mm-hmm. 19 minutes
speaking
after.
Speaking of Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, see how I brought that magically full circle?
Amazing.
19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's that 70s funky bass.
That's going to be the late show in Madison, I can tell. It's just going to be like scat singing mostly. I'll just be like Nell by then. I'll be so tired.
Right.
Just be gibberish. And then we'll start scat singing. 24.
Voice box, you know, going, California.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring the Peter Frampton voice box.
We love you, Brad.
All right, 24. 24 minutes after the hour. By the way, the Facebook page is Sexy Liberal. Check it out if you need information on the dates and how to get tickets for the first leg of the Sexy Liberal Show, starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang.
Also, you can follow on Twitter, twitter.com/sexyliberal.
There you go. All right, and some of the proceeds from this Saturday goes to unitedwisconsin.com behind the recall of Walker and the Republican 8. Tina in Madison with an update on that, in fact. Hi, Tina.
Hey, yeah, I've been helping with that recall stuff. We were really happy to, we've got two more this week that got turned in, and that's been great.
Awesome.
And I have to say that I'm so excited for Saturday. It's my wedding anniversary on Sunday, and I told my husband that you make me laugh so much that we had to go for Saturday night.
Oh, yay. We're excited. Now, wait, Tina, tell me, what's going on with the Kloppenburg race and Prosser? I know that they're, you know, all I read is one line they're investigating, but what's going on?
Yeah, today Kloppenburg's deadline if she wants a recount.
Right.
And she can do that. She made the percentage that it would be on the state's dime, basically.
Right, the state would pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right. And then, they're investigating that... what's her name in Waukesha?
Kathy Nicholas.
Nicholas, that's it.
Yeah. Should we invite her to the show Saturday?
I don't think she'd go because from what I'm hearing, she's not taking phone calls.
Really?
Or anything.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
And every time you read an article, it says that they can't reach her. So,
well, we were thinking of just hanging her upside down over the balcony at the Barrymore and see if any of the votes fall out. That's what we were thinking. In a nice way. We'd be gentle with her.
That would be good, but, the scary thing is she's a computer analyst.
Yeah.
So the fact that she waited 2 days to report, do anything, it's like, guys, she can, because what she's saying is that this discrepancy is for the hand vote.
Right.
Because supposedly, the thing that everybody's really confused on is the area that she represents is probably, the richest in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So why is any of her area not have, the machines that we have to read these things?
The whole thing stinks to high heaven, Tina. What I'm wondering is, can't they make her, match up paper ballots to what she says is in her personal laptop,
it's going to be really scary, but, I don't know, but, and then the other thing that's really hilarious is, I was reading, online paper yesterday, and I'm a state employee, and there was an article that says, Walker says to state and public employees, please stay. That was in quotes, please stay. He's like, the unions are lying to you. I'm not going to do anything as bad as they're saying. I'm not going to take away anything that you've already earned.
Uh-huh, yeah, of course, of course. Tina, tell your husband you're going to have the best wedding anniversary ever, because Hal Sparks has crazy effects on women's loins, and then your husband will get the benefit of it.
He'd enjoy that.
Okay. All right, Tina. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. Bye.
All right, honey. Yeah, her husband has no idea what he's in for. Huh?
Right. Mm-mm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's. I wind him up like the tops in Inception.
Oh yeah.
Do they fall down or not? We don't know. State, you have to decide for yourself.
Wait a minute. Do we have the actual lying sack of crap singer when she was four?
You're lying sack of crap.
Way, Ian and Dylan, and she's eight now. Hang on 1 second.
Wow.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I've got Dylan here. She's home. She's home from school on break. Right now, she's playing. What are you playing?
Jumpstart.
Playing Jumpstart. I have to pull her away from the computer to talk to you.
We only have about a minute.
Would she like to do a new version? Let's hear the eight-year-old version.
Yeah, she was. You want to hear her sing the lying sack of crap song?
You're lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Hey, you've matured as a singer.
I'm a lying crap.
Yay.
All right, yay. Thank you, Dylan. That was beautiful. You're going to get a record deal, I'm thinking.
I was afraid she'd be too young to get into the show, but she can come.
Oh, I don't know that I'd bring children to the Sexy Liberal Show, Hal, would you?
No. Not per se.
No,
although, we are liberal.
Although if she does sing Lying Sack of Crap,
she can make a special appearance, perhaps, and then we'd scoot her
right
out.
The last 5 minutes of John Fugelsang's set. And
that's it. All right, thanks, Lynn, and thanks, Ian.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, that's cute as bug's teeth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. The Late Show in Madison, definitely not for the kids.
No.
Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me? I was doing something else. Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you paying attention
What's
to your own show?
Now?
What?
What's happening right now?
You're just a figurehead here.
Mm-hmm. 34. Yeah, Rebecca came in and asked her, is there tickets for it? I'm like, how do I know?
I don't know.
34. I'm the last person to ask. All right, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Hal Sparks, all 3 hours in the New York Bureau for Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Ellen
and streaming
in
live, by the way, at halsparks.com.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
You see me in my little cubicle, you know, in the Dome of Silence.
The Dome of Silence?
Yes. And yes. You can see us at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller. Don't cross the streams.
Yeah.
You can see me and Chris. Isn't that nice?
Cross
you can get
stream.
Both screens up. Get two windows up. There you go. All right. Ellen in Miami. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I think we have an awful connection.
All right. I apologize. It must be my fault.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. No, it would definitely be my fault.
Okay.
I live in Miami.
That's the problem.
It really is. Mm. Oh, dear Lord. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the best ever.
Mine. I know. Okay. You know, we have to take into consideration that there is a possibility, as strange as it may seem, that Donald Trump may be our next president.
Oh, dear God.
I have two questions. What do you think Melania's mission will be as First Lady? And
Shopping?
Will she have to stop selling her line of jewelry on QVC that's made in China?
That'd be the classiest thing that would happen in that White House.
Yeah, that would be their idea of trade negotiations.
Yes. Actually, technically, Ellen, if you're...
not trade handled. She's selling her jewelry that's made in China.
Right,
Ellen, technically, if you're keeping track, she'd be the third lady. I guess, Ivana would actually be the first lady, and then Marla would be the second lady, and Spillane would be the third lady.
And for the record... he will never be president.
Yeah, we just had Lawrence.
He will not even be close to being president.
We just had Lawrence O'Donnell on yesterday, Hal, and that's what he says. He's just, you know, says he is not running. There is no way.
Nope.
He's a clown. He's a circus clown.
Yes.
Exactly. He can't be vetted. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
By the way, this just in, Michelle Bachmann has jumped off the birther crazy train.
Yeah.
She's reading the polls, too.
Yeah.
Literally just this morning on Good Morning America.
On Good Morning America, George Stephanopoulos asked her about, you know, whether the birth certificate is legitimate. And she said, well, I guess we're going to take the president at his word. And the story's over now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Hal, I have to say, this Republican field, this is just nothing but great news, isn't it, for Democrats?
Yeah.
I mean, this could be the biggest landslide ever. I mean, it's
going to be, please let any of these people who are in front run. And P.S., the second stringers, they've got nobody that can come around the outside, you know, when the other horses are getting tired. Mike Pence, you know, literally Tim Pawlenty is running for vice president, and there is no real front runner.
That's the thing. When you look at, you know, Donald Trump being number one in the polls among Republicans, you go, are they that dumb or are they just that desperate? I mean,
or is there just no one left in the Republican Party? No one identifies as Republican when you call their house because the policies are so amazingly flawed and failed.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
nobody
this headline is GOP voters in early states embrace a Trump bid. Out with Sarah, in with the Donald. Republican celebrities like Palin aren't getting much buzz. Mainstream candidates like Mitt Romney and Pawlenty aren't getting much traction. Republican activists in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina appear deeply intrigued and open to a run by Donald Trump, even as he perpetuates falsehoods about Obama's citizenship and questions the legitimacy of his presidency. I hear more and more people are talking about Donald Trump, said a Republican Party chairman in South Carolina. He's got people fired up.
Yeah, that's what they said about Sarah Palin. And now she's screaming in Wisconsin. Just to try and jack up her poll numbers.
Yeah. He's got people fired up and ready to blow the election. See? Fired
right,
up, ready
absolutely.
To blow it. Fired up, ready to blow it. Okay. I'm just saying, embrace it. Find sure. A, find a slogan.
Ross Perot's head is exploding someplace, you know?
Now,
listen here. I know what
when
I was talking about, and I still couldn't make it.
Remember when I was the craziest?
Donald Trump.
Remember everyone thought I was crazy? Remember that?
Remember that? My ears have more economic sense than every follicle that's been transplanted into that man's skull.
You know, that's a really good point, how somewhere Ross Perot is watching television going, and they called me crazy?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Nudging and Ralph Nader.
Right, and he ended up being right about NAFTA and other things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's probably still got the charts. They're all, like, around him.
Second sound.
In the living room. With his pointer, he's like, Nat, see, I told you. See, now that's sad. He didn't let him finish. And I was right.
I voted for him.
Second sound. Little did I know it would come in the second Clinton term. But
I voted for him in 92.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Okay. In Iowa, at least, there's also widespread talk about two social conservatives, Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum. I mean, seriously, it really is a dream field for us, Hal. This is just, is awesome.
You have to grab all the clips of Nicolas Cage. I forget what movie it was where he plays a character named Rick Santorum. And he's like, everybody loves Rick Santorum. Everybody loves Ricky.
Did he really?
Yes.
Even Herman Cain. Oh, by the way, I'm on with Breitbart yesterday. That's his dream ticket because he thinks it'll make liberals' head explode. Is an all-black ticket. Herman Cain and Alan West. Two crazy right-wing birther teabaggers.
He does understand that it's just not any black.
That's what I said on TV yesterday.
No,
I said,
he doesn't.
I said, it's not just any black guy, right?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get
We've got a black guy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, that was arguably why they picked Sarah Palin, because they went, we've got a woman, they're running a woman, we could run a woman. And then, you know, regardless of her qualifications, the fact that she's completely guano.
And guess what women said? Hey, that's really insulting.
Right, exactly.
We don't like being patronized.
You know, chicks are chicks. This is the Republican policy towards women.
She got the same plumbing. Same thing.
Whatever.
Same thing. All right. So I say bring it, Crazy Pizza Man, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Herman Cain.
Yeah, Herman Cain. Okay.
He founded Godfather's Pizza, which was just awful pizza.
Oh, it's
awful.
Oh, God.
Not as bad as his presidency would be.
Oh, that'd be so wonderful.
There's a political vacuum in the GOP, insider saying it's being filled by an unusually large and diverse number of White House hopefuls. Oh, yes, it is. Where's the circus? Cue the circus music.
Large and diverse.
These are the words we're using for them. Just like Ringling Brothers. Oh, boy. It's probably the most wide-open field in 50 years, said a Republican National Committee member. I'm not sure anyone has caught fire yet, but a lot of people are going to implode and spontaneously combust.
Well, it seems like most of the serious ones were already tried and tested, you know, in 2008, and they lost.
Yes.
So why are they...
It's never were's and never will-be's. And
exactly.
No, totally.
Yeah.
They should just run on Reversal of Fortune as their, you know, instead of, like, Believe in America, which they stole or whatever. It should just be...
Yeah, they stole from Langston Hughes.
Exactly. Whoever they're running this year should just go, Reversal of Fortune, remember? We had it right in the palm of our hands and then crap.
We may have to send a big Christmas gift to Cindy Costa.
And she's with...
The South Carolina Republican National Committee.
And this would be regarding...
She said, not very bright.
Oh,
they're not very bright.
Hard.
She said, I've been
pleasantly... Don't you swear at her.
I've been pleasantly surprised by Trump. He's actually more conservative than I had thought. That's right, Cindy, because that's what he's telling you now.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get attention. But
no,
he's not. He's been...
She's confusing.
He's been pro-choice and pro-universal health care. Since whenever.
And even in his book, The Art of the Deal, he insulted Ronald Reagan.
Oh,
do people remember this?
Oh,
right.
Dear. Oh, dear.
Well, that's the
one
thing.
You
that's
can't
why
do.
The betting won't actually...
Right.
You know, that will end this
once
nonsense.
Once people actually start looking into his background and his history, he's not going to seem all that good.
Oh, no, but wait. Here's how low can you go? There's a new bar, Hal. Because you know how they used to... Well, they are, I guess, the party of family values and moral values.
How low can you go?
Joni Scotter.
And she's with...
Republican activist from Marion, Iowa. Please and thank you. This is the new bar for are you, you know, socially conservative enough, family values oriented enough to be a Republican candidate.
All right.
She said, Trump's three marriages don't seem to be a major issue among conservatives for now. All his ex-wives are happy.
Oh,
that's the new bar. That's the new bar. All of his ex-wives seem okay with it, so I guess it's okay.
All of the Democrats that we've put up in in recent memory, even going back a long ways, they've only had one wife.
Yeah. Bill Clinton still on his first wife, for those of you keeping track. Barack Obama,
first wife. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Carter, first wife. Mm-hmm.
John Kerry, or actually second wife on John Kerry, but he, you know, with good reason.
Sure.
Yes. All right, Victor in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We actually wouldn't be having this conversation the way we're having it now if Barack Obama commanded more respect. That's just the bottom line.
I don't know if it's commanding respect or that he just gets it at all. Regardless of his commanding of it, they're not going to give him any.
Well, I think he should be less James Earl Jones and more Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, see, that's what they're waiting for. That's what they've been selling anyways. Did you see, like, what's behind Obama's
rage? Because then Fox News will have angry... Fox News will have more angry black man footage to use.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, for them, another way they can marginalize people.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah. They can finally let go of that damn... What's that video with the two guys? Is it Acorn or no? It's where they
The SEIU guy supposedly.
Oh, I don't know.
Menacing people outside of a voting booth, which is what
the new Black Panther guys.
Oh, that's
standing
it.
Around while black is now menacing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loitering while black.
Menacing us. Why? They were nearby and they were dark.
They were black.
Scared me.
Yeah. Okay.
I want them charged with menacing. For what?
By the way, here's
black
a little
and near me.
Here's a little tip for Donald Trump. If you want to endear yourself to a group, don't put the word "the" in front of.
Yeah.
What did he say? I have a great relationship
with the blacks.
The blacks.
The blacks.
The blacks. You know them. They. Those people. Mm-hmm. Remember the last guy whose campaign was torpedoed by a "you people" kind of reference.
Yes. Exactly. See, once again, Russ Perot's head has exploded.
Right.
How come he gets through that? How come he gets to say that when I say you people? What? All right. It's, everything old is new again. 45 minutes after.
Is Russ Perot still alive?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard from him in a really long time.
He knows better.
I am
touring the country, going around tree to tree, making cookies.
All I know is Rebecca Taylor is out there furious because that's her one impression.
It is.
All right, have her come in and do it next.
Yeah, yes. Please.
I outsourced
her
job.
She's alive and 80 years old, by the way. Somebody in the chat room.
Okay, thank you.
I outsourced her job to me. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks, all 3 hours in the New York Bureau. HalSparks.com. He's video streaming his sexiness from there. And we are at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller. All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Here she is, Rebecca Taylor. The surly associate producer of the Stephanie Miller Show. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Miss Bitch.
Thank you. We were remembering the good old days, Rebecca, when, what's his name? Ross Perot was the craziest Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I apologize. I outsourced your one impression to myself. Go ahead.
Now, can I finish? I got a pie chart over here. Now. Can I finish?
Thank you. Every now and again, Hal, Jim Ward is late and Rebecca is pressed into service with her one impression.
And that's right. I know where she's coming from. I have a lot of impressions I can do, but I can only do one word.
Then it gets a little shaky after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My James Earl Jones is spotless, but I can only say no.
Oh, see, that's good. Yeah, that's good. And it makes you want more. And
exactly.
Then right. And then if I got more, I'd be disappointed. All right, let's go to Dave in Minneapolis on the 2012 Republican field. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama. It's snowing in Minnesota, so we're hoping it warms up by June when you get here.
Let me know if I still need to bring mittens in June.
But anyway, I think the whole business of, you know, we've got a black guy, we've got a woman, is just indicative of how racist and how gender biased these people are. They've reduced individuals to their color. And if that's what they're doing with their supposed candidates they're putting forward, what are they doing with our president? What are they doing
or
with
the average
women?
American
Dave,
who's in that category?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Dave, Andrew Breitbart was saying that to me yesterday on Joy Behar. He's going, oh, you know, liberals, you always just scream racism and homophobia about everybody in the, you know, about the Republican Party. I said, well, you know what would help you not seem, that it, you know, your would help your image is if you didn't have so many racists and homophobes in your party.
Well, right. It's like, you know, with the great wisdom of Sarah Palin, when she said if you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. I think it was her that said that.
Yes.
But anyway, that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting lipstick on their racism, on their gender bias, and saying, oh, look, we look just like that, don't we? And no, you don't. Your heart and your mind and your soul are completely not aligned with what the purpose of getting somebody who's different in office, because they're qualified, because they're just as bright as anyone else.
Yep.
It just... Can you tell I'm irritated?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, a little
exactly.
Bit.
All right.
And understandably. That's the truth, though. I mean, if you look at how they kind of marginalize those candidates and use them as kind of tokens, imagine how they feel towards the average American who might be a woman or black or Hispanic or foreign in any category that they create.
I'm waiting for Rick Santorum to say, I have a great relationship with the gays.
Right.
Did you see how uncomfortable somebody confronted him and said, by the way, your campaign slogan was written by a, you know, a pro-gay poet.
Yeah.
A pro-union pro-gay poet.
Not only pro-gay, he was gay.
Right.
He had
as pro-gay as you can actually get.
Yeah.
He had a look on his face as if he had just Googled Santorum. Do you know what I'm saying? He was very uncomfortable.
Man on dog.
You don't want to Google Santorum.
No.
Not at all.
Enjoy your frothy frappuccino this morning. Hmm? What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
I don't want to. I'm Googling.
All right. Okay. He'll get back to us on that. All right. The president yesterday.
We cut taxes for everybody, including millionaires and billionaires. We fought two wars, and we created a new and expensive prescription drug program, and we didn't pay for any of it.
Oh, dear. This just in, poll, best way to fight deficits is to raise taxes on the rich. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Such bad news for the budget monster. Americans are clear how they want to attack the government's runaway budget deficit, raise taxes on the wealthy, and keep your hands off Medicare and Medicaid. Exactly the opposite of the budget monster's plan.
I just Googled Santorum.
Yeah. You really? See?
Sorry.
I told you not to.
I know.
I got to do the show from the studio. You could physically have, you know, pushed my hands away from the keyboard. That would have been great.
I could tell he wasn't talking. I knew that's what he was doing.
Right.
Like, okay, he's Googling Santorum right now. And then he's going to be on 7 second delay and be like,
ow! Oh, God!
And, you know what? The funny thing, part about that clip is, you know, we gave a tax break to everybody, including millionaires and billionaires. You could tell that the Republicans, there were some of them going, no, you didn't. We did. Don't stop saying we. That wasn't we. We the Republicans, yeah, gave the tax break to millionaires and billionaires. You didn't. You didn't want to. We made you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead. Take credit for that. This is a McClatchy Marist poll on tackling the deficit. Voters by a margin of 2-1 support raising taxes on incomes above $250,000. 64% in favor. Check this out. Independents supported higher taxes on the wealthy. 63% to 34%, Democrats by an 83% to 15%, and Republicans out of step opposed it by 43% to 54%. Americans clearly don't want the government to cut Medicare. Voters oppose cuts to those programs by 80% to 18%.
Are you saying that
even among conservatives, only 29% supported cuts and 68% opposed them?
Wow.
I mean, this
are you saying that the president is paying attention to these polls and actually saying what the American people want?
Where did I read even 70% of Tea Partiers don't want a Medicare cut? Dear God, the budget monster is really going to lose his...
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
I won't go! I won't! I won't! I won't!
No, he's...
just go... Every time he comes on.
That's funny.
It's like a hyena.
I
right.
get it.
But,
yeah, play Dino every time. Rick Santorum, as I said. Okay. Here's the other thing, though. You know, you get this poll and you go, oh, the American people are really smart. They're paying attention. And then at the same time, they also say the government should not raise the debt ceiling.
Oh,
oh God.
No, no.
Even some Tea Partiers are saying, yes, we need to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Do people are people aware of the consequences of not raising the debt ceiling? And it's a little bit like saying, okay, you have a mortgage, and you have your credit card is maxed out, but you still have to feed your children.
Right.
Are you just going to, well, tough.
Well, it would. Here's what it would do. It would force the government into default, credit markets into turmoil, the economy into a tailspin. Credit would get even harder to get. I mean, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
It would, it would be
it would send the world into a
worldwide financial catastrophe.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Dogs and cats living together. David in Washington State, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Bush raised the debt ceiling six times.
Yes,
just to remind everybody.
Yes.
Hey, and I hope it's not. I hope it's not too old to be talking about election and voter fraud, because in the last November 2010 elections, not one mention of voter election fraud. And when you look at Kasich and Walker and Christie and Snyder, I mean, how the hell did they get in there?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. By the way, when Republicans say voter fraud, they mean too many Democrats were able to vote.
Allowed to vote, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people with too much melanin. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sensible Washington would like to remind Washington voters to sign I-1149, the Marijuana Reform Act.
Happy 420.
All right. You can sponsor an hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. Go to stephaniemiller.com, and there's a sponsorship page there. You can out how.
That's right. You pay your $100, and you get us to say anything you want us to say.
Indeed.
Well, within radio standards.
Well, yes. Although we did get
a disclaimer put forth by the Stephanie Miller Show that you can't say anything you want. We may have the opportunity to censor it if necessary.
Well,
we'll leave
yes. There was a sponsor that got Stephanie to say the word monkey, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Just repeatedly?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of times.
All right. Because now is the time on the Stephanie Miller Show when we touch the monkey. All right. Hal Sparks in the New York Bureau all 3 hours for Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Speaking of which, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show,
Yes.
Thank you, Minneapolis, by the way. The box went on sale just yesterday. The box office exploded. There's only a few VIP tickets left, and the date is 2 months from now.
Yeah.
We don't play Minneapolis till Saturday, June 18th. There are only a very few tickets left for Madison this Saturday, the late show.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Barrymore Live for that one. Ticketmaster.com for everything else. Syracuse, Saturday, May 14th. And this just in. Yes, we will please come to Boston Saturday, July 16th at the Wilbur Theater. What is it, noon today Eastern? You can go to Ticketmaster.com. Enter the code word sexy, and you can get tickets before they're on sale to the general public.
Yes, the code word is sexy.
Thank you.
At Ticketmaster.com. And you can go online at Ticketmaster.com right as the show is ending here.
Oh, by the way, speaking of us being in Madison this Saturday, could you take your organ out for me? We have a Carl has written how with the Confessions of a Madison Thug. Steph, it is with a heavy heart that I share this with you. After all the reports on Fox News and accusations from right-wingers about the progressive protesters in Madison being thugs and violent, I must confess last Saturday I was quite menacing. My wife attempted to flip off Sarah Palin, but Kate was wearing a woolly mitten, so it only appeared she was shaking a fist at Palin. But we didn't stop there. We brought our Boston Terriers with us, and they both have significant Napoleon complexes. And as you know, small dogs have a reputation for being rather nippy. The Bostons were wearing matching sock monkey sweaters, photos attached. They are. And that we had bought at Bad Dog Frida, a liberal lesbian-owned dog boutique located next door to the Barrymore Theater, clearly
Genius.
The altar of Satan.
Yeah.
To finish off the threat, I said keep the faith to a Madison policeman as we were leaving, and he patted me on the back. So I'm guilty of palling around with a union thug. I am so ashamed. Carl. P.S. If you need any security in Madison on Saturday, I'll have the Sock Monkey Patrol ready for action. Thank you, Carl. We have a couple of Boston Terriers. And those
so does it mean the dogs are lesbian?
By the way, is there a dog boutique that is not owned by a lesbian? I'm just asking. I'm just asking the question.
The one near
not
me
in
is
your neighborhood.
The one near me is owned by a Russian lesbian.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah. I
let
know.
Let me finish.
I am not done with the town.
Let me finish.
I kind of live in a vaguely Russian part of town. It's weird.
You see a lot of stores that say Knigi Video.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tim Ward.
Magazine.
Hi, Jim Ward.
Hello.
Hello, Jim Ward.
Strazvitsi. There's a sound in Russian that no one can.
Well, it sounds like a record being played backwards.
Yeah.
Well, there's that one sound in like how you're doing. Strazvitsi. It's like you're about to Ralph or something.
It makes me laugh when Jim does it. It
just unhinge like your jaw or something to make that sound.
like Cindy McCain unhinges her jaw, like
yes.
The alien in V.
Well, she's, you know, one of the reptile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have mice eaters from V.
She's just like Jane Badler.
Jane Badler?
Yeah, she played Diana in the original Bee.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Wow. We are
she
a font it. Of useless information here.
She changed
here.
It from Goodler, because that wasn't a good name, no, proper name.
She was
for
like
it.
A Miss New Hampshire or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
You all gotta right. get that from here.
All right. The Sexy Liberal Facebook page is Sexy Liberal, interestingly
yep.
enough.
Yep. And Twitter.com/Sexy Liberal.
Facebook page is popping up all over the place. Kim in Seattle, Steph, I solemnly promise if you agree to come to Seattle with Hal and John, I won't make you play that dorky Seattle song from Here Comes the Bride. Really, please come and bring those sexy, sexy men. Yes, Hal Sparks, who makes women's... What did that woman say that came in this morning? My loins are aching. Where's
yes.
Hal?
Right.
I don't know. Tommy in Columbus, when is your bony ass coming to Columbus? Well, when you stop calling my ass bony.
It's that a spectacular ass.
We have puppies. All right, well, that'll get me... He said they have liquor, lesbian, and liberals, and also
yes.
puppies.
Wow.
Those puppies! Sue writes, Steph, Hal, and John, isn't it bad enough that people who live in D.C. have true taxation without representation? No Stephanie Miller of Progressive Radio in the entire D.C. metro area, and you've not yet announced a show here. How much whining do you need from Kevin and Barb in D.C. and the Sue in Rockville and so many more of us? We have a new baby to bring to the bar. Oh, well, in that case, she's the lady that brings a baby to the bar.
Look at you. You have a baby. In a bar.
All right, one last one. Camilla says, I say this on behalf of everyone in the Bay Area. Please come to San Francisco. Oh, we're kids. Hal, there's elves. They're elves, aren't there? Aren't there sexy
yes.
liberal elves that are working on
sexy
our...
Sexy elves.
Yes, that are working on our future schedule.
Well,
just stay tuned.
There are elves. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, she sent me...
I don't think Jeff Sessions is going to be one of them.
No, I don't think
they'll
he'll be there.
Train,
or Ross Perot.
For the big Alabama show, no. And she sent me a couple of e-cards. Passover reminds me of a time when getting rid of crazy Egyptian dictators took a lot more creativity. And a new e-card. Let's hope America isn't the fourth venture Donald Trump bankrupts. That's true.
That's a huge, huge, huge bankruptcy.
Huge,
huge
mistake. Huge mistake to elect me to office.
Oh.
Almost as huge as Mary Lou Hanna's rack. Yes.
Hal, when you're here in person, we, of course, get distracted by angry birds. Yesterday, uh-huh. though, it was the latest kitty videos that somebody said, oh, the kitty playing with a dolphin.
Which I don't think is a good idea.
No kidding, no. Don't paw the dolphin.
You don't trust dolphins.
I don't trust dolphins as far as I can throw them.
Stupid kid. The dolphin loved the kitty. They were nuzzling.
They're huge and heavy. You couldn't throw them at
there's
all.
There's never been an attack on people, except sexual, by
yeah.
dolphins.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, they're just being friendly.
Yeah, they're sexy liberal dolphins.
I'm just saying, don't let your cat near a dolphin. That's just my...
Chris and
that
Yankton's,
doesn't come up very often.
I know.
It's not.
Chris in Yankton says, guys, I've learned one thing from the newscast yesterday. It's when letting one's cat play with a horny dolphin, one should arrange a safe word in advance. What's dolphin for Mizrahi? No, Flipper, no.
Mizrahi.
Mizrahi. See? I can do it. Just teach your cat a safe word, for God's sake.
Oh, we also had somebody ask if you could do double kitty along with dolphin.
Okay, thank you.
That's so weird.
Wow. Oh, you know that's busting out at the Late Show, Hal. You know that's coming out. And some other things with my mouth. All right.
What?
What? Yeah, the Late Show at Madison.
The 10 o'clock show, so get your tickets now at BarrymoreLive.com.
Ooh. Ooh, boy, howdy. Okay, Blaine in Western Kansas says, Steph, I heard the state of Texas has asked for federal help in dealing with the wildfires. I thought Governor Perry would call on Texans to use their state issue and RAND books to beat out the flames. Oh, we wish the people of Texas well, and we don't. We're just apologizing.
How's that secession working out for you?
We apologize for your douche nozzle, Governor.
Ayn Rand would have thought that the fires were getting rid of all the weak people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Weak, non-fireproof people.
Dear. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's their own damn fault for not being fireproof.
Couldn't you take out your... Could you take out your organ again,
please?
She put
the ass in asbestos.
Yeah. Jim, this is for you. Roy in Gig Harbor, Washington says, Steph, with hundreds of tornadoes destroying the deep south, Texas on fire, and the Arizona legislature legislating, could Jim Moore channel Pat Robertson to find out why the wrath of God is destroying these states?
Lord is not pleased by the fact that these former stalwart regions of the country have allowed a person of the Negro persuasion to become president, so it's obvious that they're all secretly homosexuals.
Thank you, Pat.
I saw it on the internet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Beth in Minneapolis on Ayn Rand. Speaking of which, hello, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard Tom Hartman yesterday, and this was such critical information. I just needed to get it out. He was talking about Ayn Rand, and I have always wondered what influenced her philosophy. He said she was influenced by a real person who was a serial killer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. His name was William Edward Hickman.
Mm-hmm.
One example of his deeds was that he kidnapped a little girl, held her for ransom, and then when her father delivered the money, he delivered her body in pieces.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So, you know, she's a sociopath. She was a sociopath. Yeah. He obviously was a sociopath.
I think that's the Republican health care plan.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
give us your money and we'll give you your body back in pieces.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Yep.
Shirley in Phoenix. I don't think they've gotten into the specifics of it like that, but yes, Shirley in Phoenix.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead, Shirley.
I love you guys.
We love you.
I told you, screener, that I want to talk about voter suppression, but before I do, I was born in 1947 in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, sure. That's your story. Fine.
I have yet to see
fine,
my
you
birth
Kenyan.
Certificate. I used throughout my life my baptismal papers. My mom and dad, she was a sandwich maker, and he was the deliverer. That's how they met on Hickam Field. Pearl Harbor was bombed. Luckily, it was Sunday. So the fact is they survived because it was Sunday. And I'm looking at my life. They weren't political. I became political during the Watergate. I was excited to vote for the first time. I was so excited as a young person to vote. That was when George Wallace was running. And I was in Kansas because of the Vietnam War. My husband, we were stationed at Fort Riley. The thing is, the voter suppression bugs me, what's going on in Kansas.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, thanks for calling, Beth. And that's I think Rachel did something on this the other night, is this is what happens, you know, when you see the polls like this, when people are so hugely on our side with the issues, they start to figure out, like, how they can, what they can do. If you can win a fair fight on the issues, fine, but then they find ways to make less people able to vote.
They stopped doing exit polls, because the exit polls showed that John Kerry was winning in a landslide, but the machines had a different idea.
Has anyone checked Kathy Nicholas for those votes?
All right. Turn her upside down and shake her?
Yeah, exactly. You know...
you're suggesting violence against her. You liberals are all alike.
You typical violent liberal thug. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
24 minutes after the hour.
He's bizarre.
This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. The best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. We are in the midst of the Hump Days with Hal Sparks, live all 3 hours in the New York Bureau. Charlie Pierce, our buddy, our pal from the Boston Globe, is rescheduled for just after the bottom of the hour today. He was...
Nice.
I thought I scared him off, Hal, because we just scheduled, as you know, Boston, July 16th. And I'm going to make Charlie Pierce show up in a Stephanie Miller sexy liberal thong to do a guest panel.
I'm not sure anyone wants to see that.
All right. So
I think Charlie would agree with you.
By the way, you can go to Ticketmaster.com at noon, Eastern time, and type in the code SEXY for you can get tickets before the general public.
Yep.
There you go. Dennis, my right-wing love muffin in South Carolina. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the president and his speeches here of late. He's very deceiving when he keeps on saying millionaires and billionaires. His plan that goes down to people to $250,000, that is small business owners. That's the people who keep the economy
going. Did you hear the poll I just read? 80% of Americans think that we should tax people making $250,000 a year and more to close the deficit.
That's $250,000 a year in profit. You don't get taxed like most of these people in that the small business owners you're talking about are incorporated. They're not taking $250,000 in income individually. And after 4 years in business, that's $1 million.
Well,
and if you've been in business for quite a long time and you have any sense whatsoever, you're socking away a lot of that money. There's no you're already sitting on a giant nest egg that you're that sets you apart from the general public as far as safety. So that $250,000 is on top of PS. Let's say they write off their house, their car, their boat. There's so many things you can write off now that you would never get to that $250,000 mark.
Well,
unless you were,
go ahead,
you were making $750,000 a year.
Okay, Dennis, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, well, of course, American people are going to be in favor of taxing the rich. 47% of Americans pay zero in federal taxes, so that don't surprise me at all.
That's because they don't make enough to make ends meet. They literally live near or below the poverty line.
Yeah. Americans, okay, first of all, every American has
blown
a
right
microwave.
Past that.
Every American has plasma TVs, or not every American, I'm exaggerating there, but the majority of Americans have TVs in their house. I mean, the middle class is not hurting compared to other nations.
What middle class?
If you make $30,000 in the world, you are in the top 8% of the entire world.
Okay, don't be ridiculous. If you make $30,000 in the United States of America, that money does not go as far as making $10 a week in some other country.
Of course not.
It's cost of living. If you live in the States, $30,000 is not going to carry you or feed your kids or get you health insurance at all.
What I'm saying is, if you make
what you're saying is that we should apologize to rich people for asking for them to.
We're whiners here in America.
Oh, that's what it is.
All right,
we're whiners. That's right.
We just sit and whine at our plasma TV.
Sounds like the millionaires and billionaires he's talking of are the ones who are the whiners.
Yeah.
Yes. The president.
Hey, taxes.
I want to benefit from all the legal protections of the United States. I just don't want them to exist for anybody else anymore.
Yeah.
I want the country to collapse under its own weight because I've gotten mine, so I'm checking out. Forget
the president
it.
Yesterday.
I believe that people who have been really blessed in the society like me and have a very, very, very good income can afford to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, and by the way, I like that he's, as we've talked about so many times on this show, putting it in perspective historically, the president.
Nothing crazy. Just go back to the rates that existed when Bill Clinton was president. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that we had a surplus.
Not asking for 70 or 90%. This is a 5% difference, and they're having this kind of a panic attack.
Yeah,
and
it's still lower than that crazy liberal taxer Ronald Reagan, by the way.
Yeah, and that wacko communist Dwight David Eisenhower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we did have a surplus under Clinton, George Bush came in office and said,
hey, we got to get rid of the surplus. It means you're paying too much tax.
And he did. Mission accomplished.
No,
Justin,
means you're preparing for emergencies. You've got to have something on hand in case something you don't expect goes down.
Yeah, Justin in St. Louis. We apologize for everything Hal Sparks said about St. Louis. Hi, Justin.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, good.
There's nothing.
He knows
nothing
I'm right.
You could say that underestimated St. Louis or overestimated or whatever. Hey, anyway, guys. You know, I do love when the president does come out and make these speeches because it is suit. I mean, he's just a great communicator. He's a normal. You know, if you think he's being deceitful, you have a screw loose because that is just normal communication.
Yes, right.
It's the kind of thing that everybody's grown up with. I mean, that's somebody tells you this is just a normal taxation, and nobody. The weird part of the right wing is nobody likes to pay taxes, but you don't go to the store and say, I'm not going to pay that 3% sales tax. That's outrageous. I mean, just people.
Yeah, exactly.
Socialism.
We used to have a sense of the common good. 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Charlie Pierce on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Relax. This is just temporary. Like lesbianism at women's colleges.
Uh-oh. It stuck.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay, 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, thank God he was rescheduled.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, the funniest writer in the world, from the Boston Globe.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Wow, 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 wow. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, children. How's everybody?
We missed you yesterday.
I know. I had bureaucratic responsibilities to take care of at my usual time, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I thought it's because you were scared because the Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Boston Saturday, July 16th, and you will be showing up in a Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show thong to do a special appearance.
I'm beside myself, and there's barely room in this chair.
It's going to be at the Wilbur Theater.
Yes.
Oh, a very nice venue where we have we have actually done the NPR show there. So you'll enjoy
Don't tell me?
I believe we have.
Yeah. Awesome.
I know they don't make you wear a thong, but you know what I mean? I like you not just for your humor, but for your studliness.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Mm-hmm.
All right. You can go to, by the way, Ticketmaster.com, and the code word is sexy.
Wait a minute. Whoa, time out. I have to buy a ticket?
No.
No, not you.
You don't have to buy a ticket.
Ew.
She went to sales mode, and it's so natural.
Yes.
It really is. That's terrific. Your day as a door-to-door pole dancer and Fuller Brush Man is coming back in the...
I'm like a walking like NASCAR. But every square inch of me is going to be covered on stage with some endorsement. Charlie Pierce.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, that's terrific. And you're going to Madison, too, right?
Madison this Saturday. We kick off the big tour, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can mention my name because I'm sure most of the warrants have expired by now. I went to college only, you know, a few miles down the road in Milwaukee. So I'm very familiar with the Madisons.
Awesome. Awesome. Charlie Pierce, obviously all the talk. Donald Trump. Trump is
Trump?
Number
one. Trump?
I'm thinking
he's got
a lot
of baggage. Let's be honest.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Do not go near this man. He's a professional comedian. He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
It's a huge
step
Trump.
Back.
Huge.
What does this mean? Are Republicans, are they that dumb, or are they just desperate? He's number one in the polls for Republicans.
There's a substantial, this is no secret to anyone who listens to this show or participates in this show or who has ever accidentally walked by a car with the windows open and happens to be playing the show on the radio, but a substantial amount of the Republican base is completely out of its mind.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not only out of its mind, it's rock solid in its determination to be out of its mind.
Yeah.
Right. It's defending that craziness to the bitter end.
You cannot argue with the fact that this guy's campaign took off when he became a birther.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what put that was the afterburner on the engine, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, and it's and yes, you're seeing some respectable Republican voices. Oh, I'm sorry, my good man, but who let this man with the badger on his head in the room? But too bad, folks. You know.
Yeah.
This is what you left the door open for. But I'll tell you what, it does leave us with a great Republican Party quaff off between he and Mitt Romney.
Don't you think Mitt Romney, because obviously he's from your, from Massachusetts, it's hilarious when you have one Republican after another saying, there's just nobody. There's nobody in the field. Mitt Romney's head must just be exploding.
It would explode if it wasn't for the mahogany hair that he has.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The hair helmet. Yeah.
See, because I figured that whatever it is on Donald Trump's head is going to gnaw on whatever's on Mitt Romney's head.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the debate, actually. Is they're going to put them both in a pen together and bet on them like the snake and the mongoose in the opening of Any Which Way But Loose.
2 weeks ago, I would have told you that I thought Trump was plugging his TV show, and he still may be doing that.
Yeah.
But somebody with his ego has got to be looking at these poll numbers and saying, hey, maybe I started this as a goof, but why not?
Hey, there are that many suckers.
I could end it like as a goof, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just read it. I'm looking at a Time magazine thing because everybody says, oh, Sarah Palin's not running. And, you know, they just ran a piece on the reason she probably is. I'm like, I've never seen a field like this.
No,
have you?
I don't think she's running.
Yeah.
Because I think she realizes that her brand is her brand, such as it may have ever been, is completely damaged at this point.
Well, give me.
And with Trump, she's not the new thing. I mean,
Charlie, let me do this for you. Hal Sparks made a very, an observation, because he's Hal Sparks, that it seems like her voice is getting higher as her poll numbers get lower. If this was in Madison.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
Oh. write yesterday and said that...
I think NORAD just went on a list.
Yeah, a guy wrote and said that his... or up in the back of his throat after we played that sound clip, which I didn't even know that was.
I think he's right, because I think, you know, I think I feel a little northward migration myself.
Yeah. Can we find the sound effect of a bandsaw cutting through a bicycle frame? Because it sounds just like Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
You know, if you put her and Laura Ingraham and Kellyanne Conway in the same room, you'd sterilize frogs.
Oh, wow.
You know, as a public service, a listener suggested this. You know how you used to slow down your mom's old 45s? This is Sarah Palin slowed down here.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
Oh, my God. It's Mitch McConnell.
If he were a tranny.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, northward migration accelerated.
She has the kind of desperation in her voice that, like, a catty salesman in a movie who's just been told by his boss this is his last chance and he has to move 25 units by Tuesday or he's on his ass. Yeah. You know?
Well, if you read the tabloid, she's been moving units all over Alaska.
Hello.
So, Charlie, what do you think? I mean, because you are from Romney country, don't you think it's not even his flip-flopping or whatever? He's just so phony. I think people just go, you know.
He has an unbelievable capacity to look serious and make himself look ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
He is incapable of going out in public and not doing something that makes you think... Not that he's a bad politician or even that he's a bad guy, but that he's just kind of a ludicrous figure.
I
have to give our incumbent governor, Deval Patrick, a lot of credit a couple of weeks ago for actually staging a celebration for the 5th anniversary of Romney.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You talk about an elbow to the northward migration.
Yeah. We just had Governor Patrick on a couple of days ago. He is great.
He really is an interesting guy. And, you know, very, very much the prototype for the way the president ran. And, you know, one re-election against a lot of odds. I mean, he was not favored to be re-elected and did.
Right.
But I think doing his book tour thing, you know, we've adjusted it a little bit, but we really love Romney Care here in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the saddest thing is that he's got to run away from that when it's actually, you know, it really is the model that they took the Health Care Act.
Yeah. I mean, in 2008, his plan in 2008 was to be the Republican who had done something on health care. He was going to steal that issue from the Democrats.
Right.
And now he's the Republican who did something on health care, and he can't get away from the Republicans.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's sad to say, you know, 99% of our kids are covered now, and I have to run away from that. That's a bad thing now. Yeah.
I think he's going to pose with the 4% of kids who aren't.
I
don't have any government in any state. Of course, I have malaria, but I don't have any government in any state.
And we don't want any of those stinking nets.
Who let the mosquitoes out?
Woof, woof, woof.
So, obviously,
back on top of the car, Fido, we're going to Iowa.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, what the budget debate obviously continues. I mean, but, you know, here we go. This poll just came out. 80% of Americans think we should leave Medicare alone and tax the rich to close the deficit. The exact opposite of Paul Ryan's plan.
80% of the people at Chuck Todd's dinner table last night disagree, and that's all that matters.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, you read today that the Republicans have appointed Eric Cantor and John Kyle to be the representatives in the negotiations.
Yep.
Those are not budget people.
No.
I mean, John Kyle is...
Maybe that wasn't intended to be a factual statement.
Yeah, there we go. John Kyle is a national punchline right now.
Sure. I know.
So the Republicans aren't taking this, you know, again, aren't taking this seriously.
Yeah.
They're not taking these bipartisan initiatives seriously, and they're never going to.
Well, it's kind of hilarious. That's a punchline in itself that John Kyle, who got the math wrong on Planned Parenthood by about 87%, is their guy on the budget now.
And by the way, produced the worst and yet greatest alibi in the history of American politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could just see Nixon in hell going, "What I didn't think of!"
You know, it seems like they just don't know what to do on the right. As you know, Governor Brewer, Jan Brewer actually did a sane thing. She vetoed this ridiculous birther bill and the gun bill, and then, I don't know if you saw this, she quietly signed into law legislation that gives the Tea Party flag the same status as the American flag. Right. So she has to throw a crazy Tea Party bone.
What's the Tea Party flag?
It's the yellow don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me.
The gas is like, okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was like a motorized scooter or something.
With a beanie hat. Yeah.
A rascal.
A motorized scooter on a scooter on me. Medicare bills.
Exactly. Well, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I mean, it was interesting. In the same poll, people are like, yeah, I don't think we should raise the debt ceiling. So you think, are the American people really smart or are they,
misinformed?
Yeah.
Well, I have come to the conclusion that the independents, who are generally given like it is assumed that the independents are the smart ones.
Yeah.
The independents are the dumb ones.
Exactly.
The independents are the ones who don't pay attention
and who can't decide on anything.
They're the flip-floppers. Yeah.
Well, because they don't. I mean, because they're too busy or they don't pay attention to politics, and then they think if they say they're independent, it makes them intellectually curious, when it really sort of makes them apathetic.
Right.
So, and I think that does skew. I don't think you know my long-standing feeling on the deficit, which is basically bleep the deficit.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really serious about it. Everybody takes the deficit as representative of something else.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Ryan doesn't care about the deficit.
Yeah.
He cares about distributing income upwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a great story at refreshingnews.blogspot.com. Somebody just posted this, whatever, that he was on Social Security because his father died. From when he was 16 to when he was 18 years old.
Really?
He got Social Security benefits.
He got survivor benefits all through high school. My Wisconsin friends have passed that along to me several times.
And he saved it up and used it to go to college.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's when Eddie Munster had his first fit, as I recall. Is when they,
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie? I won't go! I won't!
You have to go to college, Eddie.
I won't take government money to go to college. I won't!
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yeah.
It was his idea.
The whole argument about Planned Parenthood, about you really can't tell where the federal money's going, I wonder how much of the federal money went for beer for Paul Ryan. I think we should find that out.
There you go.
Confusion.
It certainly didn't go for sex. See, there's no reason to do that.
No.
Charlie Pierce, I'll send someone to measure you for your thong for the Sexy
Absolutely.
Liberal Show in Boston.
Is there going to be like video from the Madison thing up on stephaniemiller.com?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's Sexy Liberal Elves working nonstop on the show.
My car will be streamed, of course.
But aren't you guys supposed to know?
Well, no.
Stephanie's just a figurehead.
I don't know anything. Find out and let you know.
It depends on what Stephanie thinks she looks like on the video.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Charlie Pierce, love you. See you next.
Say hi to Madison.
All right. Bye, honey. There he goes. Charlie Pierce. Okay. Yeah, I don't know things. Rebecca came in and asked Hal if we have tickets for this or that. I'm like, what? I don't know.
I hear things.
Things.
All right. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I use Kleenex. I give Jim a clean Kleenex.
Was there snot all over?
No, I take care of him.
Oh. There is now, but...
it's a shame I'm not streaming from there today.
Yeah, I know, Hal.
Oh, boy.
Lucky.
HalSparks.com. You can see the HalSparks in New York. And at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller, you can see us here in Los Angeles, including the Jim Ward's mucus. And that's free. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
Mucus is free.
Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, go ahead.
You know how funny it is to hear a right-winger sputter out at the end of his talking points? When Hal ripped this guy and the new one, and then he just threw the gun at the end?
Yeah. Brian, it was like me trying to start my Dodge Dart in Buffalo in the winter in 1979.
It's amazing. Does it amaze you that they actually think that's a point of argument?
They're crazy, man. Today's show, by the way, guys, is a classic, man. It's on my MP3 right now.
Thank you, man.
When are you guys coming to Charlotte?
Oh, gosh. I don't think my Republican mom would enjoy that.
Oh, no.
My Republican
mom.
We'll
Charlotte.
I hope to see you guys soon, okay?
Yeah, all right. Thank you, baby. All right. Oh, dear. Oh, by the way, Harmony in Madison Howell writes, Steph, hearing you talk about the magic that is Hal Sparks makes me very excited for Saturday. My husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for 4 years. I bought VIP tickets to meet all that sexiness. This might just be what I need. If it can work for you, I'm sure it'll work for me. Hal Sparks gave me my girlhood back. I promise to name my child after you. I'm thinking John Louise Sparks. That's Harmony, who will be at the meet and grope on Saturday. All right.
Meet spelled with two E's, by the way.
Yeah. Really?
Oh,
Gene. Setting us up for that.
Gene in Minneapolis has a concern. Hello, Gene.
I do have a concern, Steph.
Yes.
I'm concerned from the comments this morning that those of us who are too old to stay up for the 10 o'clock show are going to get
including me.
Outrageousness.
Oh, no, no, no. The 6 o'clock show will be just as raunchy. Don't
oh,
you
yeah.
worry.
It'll be downright filth.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Live, the live sex
live
acts.
Live sex acts.
They're saving for the 10 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Gene.
So there's dead sex acts in the earlier show?
Yes.
Oh,
we
that's,
can,
no, just
we can have somebody disinfect right. the ping pong balls, can't we, for the 10 o'clock show?
Are you kidding? You're
Hello?
Stephanie Miller. We can get you a whole new bag.
Oh, yes. Ball washer?
Yeah.
We can get you a ball boy.
Absolutely.
Just somebody a cute little in. Guy that runs out from the side
yeah.
of the stage.
Yeah. With like a golf bucket, you know, like where they have.
And a thong.
Just falling over.
Just wear something tight. Come pick up Mama's ping pong balls. Don in Minnesota.
Wow, you got distance on that one.
Oh, my God.
Hi,
you got
Dawn.
That Paul Ryan picture
Hi.
Right in the forehead. That tiny little forehead.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I ran into a little bit of a problem, but I solved it. I bought tickets for the Madison show right away.
Uh-huh.
And then you announced Minneapolis.
Oh, darn it.
So I had to really decide between P90X or a Minneapolis show.
Yes.
We're going to see you twice.
Oh, yay!
Yay! You're the best kind of listener, Don.
We love that. All right, Don. Don't worry. There'll be entirely new filth in Minneapolis. Don't worry.
Right, and there's cool. an exercise portion of my set, so you may lose weight.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Really? Like a P90X sort of thing?
Totally. Yeah. Actually, no. It's just that little horseback riding thing that you can get at Brookstone.
Oh.
Yeah. I have go-go dancers come out and sit on those things. It's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are they your goddesses?
Hal brings his own goddesses.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, looky here. Jim, this will come as quite a shock to you. As it turns out, Iraq about oil.
Operation Iraqi Liberation is about oil?
Pesky British memos.
Gee, I wonder if that was brought up in Dick Cheney's secret oil meetings.
Plans to exploit Iraq's oil reserves were discussed by government ministers and the world's largest oil companies the year before Britain took a leading role in invading Iraq. Government documents show the papers revealed for the first time raised new questions over Britain's involvement in the war. The minutes of a series of meetings between ministers and senior oil executives are at odds with the public denials of self-interest from oil companies and Western governments.
Let's see the minutes of those Dick Cheney meetings, or
yeah,
even
exactly.
who was there. No, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Curious that, isn't it? Mm. All right. Miles in Illinois on our right-wing caller's tax information. Hello, Miles.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Moops.
Hello.
Hi, Hal.
Hiya.
Listen, that eunuch from the South Texas or wherever he was from doesn't know any squat about taxes.
We have no information that he's a eunuch, but go ahead.
No, he's very
a eunuch. Let's just leave it at that. Let's put it to you this way. I'm on unemployment. And I only make $425 a month, and I pay taxes. Poor people pay taxes all the dang time. Our biggest problem is the Grover Norquist pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't understand what that is before a Republican gets to office, he has to sign a pledge saying he will never raise taxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And
any circumstances, which is just ridiculous. I mean,
including war and natural disasters,
three wars at a time.
You can't plan for. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how we got here. I mean, that's what the president has been trying to say. The president yesterday.
I'm going to need your help. I can't afford to have all of you as bystanders in this debate. I want everybody to be in the game.
Chris in Los Angeles on taxes as well. Hi, Chris.
Hello, progressive family. How are you guys doing?
Come, spoon with us.
Can I be the official Hollywood middle manager of the Stephanie?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
If you're going to work at a studio, middle manager.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, go ahead.
Here's the thing, right? The wealthy and large corporations, they don't pay taxes to begin with.
because they usually have an army of tax attorneys and stuff like that to find or create every loophole imaginable. So let's create an attack that will be really hard for Republicans to defend against. Let's have President Obama say he's going to lower the tax rate for the wealthy or large corporations by 10%.
Yes.
And then close the tax loophole.
Right.
Right. Yeah. We've said this many times. The loopholes are the problem. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, a little early Christmas present for you, Jim. Oh, thank you, Shano. You've often said Sarah Palin sounds like a bandsaw cutting through a bicycle.
Bicycle frame.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Shano. All right.
Wow.
I think that sounds like a slightly bigger pipe than the frame of the bicycle.
But
yeah,
for the record, the damage caused by that stops at your ears.
Sarah Palin goes right. Yeah.
Not only your brain, your internal organs, your society.
Yes.
You're standing in the world.
We're the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
Yeah.
It's when your brake pad wears out. I used to live up in Laurel Canyon, and, you know, going down there, your brake pads, they chew them up every couple of...
You don't know how to downshift. That's
why. Like, I'd have to replace them every month.
Just ride the brakes
right when I hit sunset, that'd be the sound, right?
Throw it in neutral and step on the brakes.
Yeah. There goes those brake pads again. Yeah.
Our friend Jan from Santa Barbara says, Sarah Palin, slow down, sounds like Satan on South Park.
Oh, that's true. Here we are, Sarah Palin, slowed down for your entertainment pleasure.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
Todd. Okay. All right, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Hal is in the New York studio all 3 hours. Yes. Hal's band will be playing this Friday in San Francisco.
Yes, 01. We're at Club Kokomo.
Sweet.
With Jet Boy on Friday night.
I finally figured out how to use the interwebs, and I watched your band. He's really good. And he was sexier than usual.
Yeah, it's true. I wear less clothing.
All right. Kids, you can experience all that sexiness in person at the Sexy Liberal Show this Saturday in Madison. There are only, I think, a very few tickets left. BarrymoreLive.com for the late show in Madison. Syracuse, Saturday, May 14th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Boston, just added Saturday, July 16th. Today at noon Eastern time, go to Ticketmaster.com, enter the code SEXY, and you can get tickets before the general public for the new Boston date just added.
That's right, at the Wilbur Theater. And all the chowder you can eat.
By the way, Hal, you can tell it's taking off because our tour director, someone just called him this morning and yelled, "The Sexy Liberal Show sucks! Your Facebook page sucks! Stephanie Miller sucks!" and then hung up. We're like, welcome to our world.
Yeah, that happens every day.
Yes, we're...
Well, that's the root of their argument.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that's what you got left.
Yeah, if they have no policy arguments, they just go for personal attacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have nothing against personal attacks if they are inexorably linked to your policy.
Yeah.
For example, Newt Gingrich, horrible adulterer, hiding behind religion.
Right.
All bets are off.
I said earlier there's a new bar apparently on the right for Republicans for family values. Some Republican activist who's for Donald Trump in Iowa said all of his ex-wives are happy. So I guess that's okay. That's
right.
Now it's okay that you're a thrice married adulterer. You know, whenever, I don't know why, I lived in New York at the time when he was cheating with Marla Maples on Havana. It was my first radio go-round 1,000 years ago, and I remember thinking, he's such a liar, and it reminds me when he's talking about the birtherism now. Because he used to go on TV every other day. I am not, there's nothing happening, she's a friend, Marla Maples.
Oh,
there's nothing happening, there's nothing. I'm like, oh, please.
So he was a liar.
You're a lying sack of crap, you're a lying sack of crap, you're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Oh, heavens. By the way, speaking of right-wingers, this is, Hal, I don't know if you saw this, but actually a very sad poll. We didn't get to this yesterday. But teen suicide, both gay and straight, you and I both done work for the Trevor Project and et cetera, more common in conservative areas. Suicide attempts by gay teens, even straight kids, are much more common in politically conservative areas where schools don't have programs supporting gay rights, a new study says. The study found a higher rate of suicide attempts even among kids who weren't bullied or depressed when they lived in counties less supportive of gays and relatively few Democrats. A high proportion of Democrats was a measure used as a proxy for a more liberal environment. The guy who did the study said the results show that environments that are good for gay youth are also healthy for heterosexual youth. I'm sure that's going to make the right wing head explode. I'm sure Fox News is going to help.
We're pro-life. We just, you know, only when you're pre-birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you become a teenager, now you're a drag on society, and so we don't need you anymore, and especially if you're different or interesting. Instead of, we're not going to let you move to the big city and leave. We'll keep you here until you do yourself in. It's really awful. I mean, yeah. I grew up in a tiny town like that, and it was always an issue. I had a cousin of mine commit suicide when I was very, very young. And it was, you know, our town was like that, you know.
Yeah.
I get it.
I toured.
There's no out.
I toured the Trevor Project, the actual call center here in L.A., the Trevor Project, and it really is, you know, you can imagine a lot of these calls come from these areas, and these kids are so desperate, Hal. They don't feel like they're going to, even though there's someone to talk to, they're not sure they can make it through their teen years or whatever with what they're up against, you know, and it really is sad, but thank God for places like we have a link on our website, stephaniemiller.com, for the Trevor Project. But anyway, all right, let's dive into the let's have some more right wing world.
Oh,
let's
do we have to?
Let's dive.
Oh, come on.
We watch so you don't have to.
What do you mean we, Kemosabe?
I'm too busy, you know, taking care of other things.
Yeah, the
really?
Sexy tour that you know nothing about.
I'm a figurehead. Okay. Bill O'Reilly on the
This country. Week, the president will hold three town meetings around the country trying to sell his vision of a strong America based on responsible spending and, quote, the social compact. What's that? The social compact, also called a social contract, was made popular by French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau in the 18th century.
French and gay.
Basically, Rousseau says that a central government has an obligation to help its citizens in pretty much every way. Mm. But the president does have that fiscal responsibility issue haunting him because the country remains in dire trouble.
So we can't help anyone now.
Right.
Yeah, so when your country is in dire trouble, the benefit of having a government at all is to protect the citizenry during times of what is the difference? Explain to me, somebody, the difference, again, between the potential for someone from Iraq with a rifle we sold them a long time ago coming over and killing an American citizen versus them not having enough health care to survive. And yet we dump, you know, 60% of our tax dollars into the Defense Department, and the idea of giving health care to people is absurd, whereas you have a much bigger threat from the flu virus than you do from terrorism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was saying that, you know, they're in a bit of disarray on the right when a new poll shows 70% of Tea Party members don't want cuts to Medicare. Seriously, who are Paul Ryan and Boehner?
70% of Tea Party
and his
members are over 85.
Who are they fighting for? I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's like, who is Paul Ryan? I mean, who are they catering to at this point? We keep hearing this fearsome Tea Party, and they've got to kowtow to them. It's like, what?
Both of them.
None of them left.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like nine people at most of these gatherings on rascal scooters, morbidly obese, with a food stamp paid for snack bar, screaming, "Get a socialist out of the White House!"
Yeah,
Marxist.
It's become these Tea Party rallies have become like a Ren and Stimpy thing, you know. It's like a hello.
Is anyone out there?
Hello? Hello?
Anyone at all? Do you hear?
Says
no, we don't.
I said they're going to start like digitally multiplying people and getting different hair and
the
hats.
Green
and
screen
things.
Right. Yeah.
It'll look like a million people are there instead of five.
It's how they digitally make the black people for the Republican convention. Yeah, so the camera swings wildly around and it's just, you know, it's just Larry Elder in a bunch of different wigs and dresses. Okay, Mike Gallagher on the Fox News.
I think Republicans who denigrate Donald Trump do so at their own peril. And let me tell you why. Americans are thirsty for somebody who's tough. And I just think that we need to let the process play out. Let Americans decide
sure.
who they're going to put in the primary
yes.
and who they're going to elect ultimately. Yes. But, you know, Charles Krauthammer, who I admire very much, called him called Trump a vulgarian.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Mike Gallagher is right. You listen, go for it, Republicans.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is clearly your best choice.
I'm hugely qualified. Huge. Hugely qualified to be president. It's a huge country. Needs a huge guy to take care of it.
Yeah, we want somebody loud, brash,
yeah.
dumb,
yeah.
that has no concept of foreign interaction. This is
yeah.
like, I
oh, he is the typical.
China.
Is
I
he
think
not
we should
the
go to war with Iran?
He's like the poster boy for ugly American.
Exactly.
He's like
yeah.
he literally at least he's saying, I think we should go take everyone's oil.
I got class coming out of my keister. What's that smell? It's class.
Gold-plated
glass.
Glass.
Out of my gold-plated ass.
We collided getting to that joke. Yeah, I mean, literally saying we ought to go into Libya and take their oil. We got to go back into Iraq and take their oil. Oh, God. And
yeah,
he says he would improve America's image in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And this is from a guy who lost money on a casino.
Right. Who can lose money on? The House always wins, except yeah. when Trump is in charge.
Except when he's in charge.
It's like saying the United States always wins in its fights, except when Trump is in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Rush Limbaugh.
The future looks decidedly gloomy for a lot of American youth. Hey, can you blame them? Look at what they're subjected to in their classrooms and on television every day. These same kids who are looking at the future and seeing not much of one are the same kids that went out and voted for Obama and the Democrats in droves in 2008. These were the kids waving the Obama signs.
So
they drank
Obama's fault.
The Obama Messiah Kool-Aid, and they did it in one big gulp.
Hmm.
I know about big gulps.
One of the things, you know, that makes me happiest in the world, Jim Ward. You know why? Because now whenever I listen to Rush, I just giggle because I picture Jim's, like, sort of the Charlie Brown's teacher version.
My friend from Berkeley.
That's all I hear. It's just blubber and bluster, and then it makes it funny. I'm just like, it doesn't matter what he's... It's all the same every day. Okay. 17.
Are you okay?
Do it again, Jim.
17 minutes after the... He's
deflating? Is that what that sound is?
I have such a sad little life with only my comedy boy toys to keep me warm.
It's like,
all right.
It's like a giant fat autopilot.
Yeah.
Deflating.
Where's Julie Haggerty when you need it?
Yeah, exactly. He's a blow. Blow back up again.
17 minutes.
My favorite part of the movie.
17 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now.
She's easy. 1-800-STEP-1.
Stephanie Miller.
Cat class and
Stephanie Miller.
Got cat style.
Ah. No kidding, don't paw the dolphin. We can't. 24 minutes after the hour. Oh, by the way, speaking of animals, someone on the live blog did just say that Sarah Palin's screech does sound like a launched angry bird.
Yes.
A bird in a catapult.
Catapult.
Exactly, 24 minutes after the hour. Well, it's like the birther hokey pokey. So just this morning, Michelle Bachmann, she put her right foot out. Steve Doocy has dipped his toe in birtherism now.
Oh, really?
Yes. He said Obama could just end it simply, show us the birth certificate, which he did.
We've seen
back during
the birth certificate.
He did back during the campaign in Hawaii, confirmed it. And
okay. Well, what do they know in Hawaii?
All
they just issued it.
Okay.
No, they're not a state anyway.
Right.
All right. Oh, the birther hokey pokey. It's all the rage. Michelle Bachmann. So Sarah Palin's in. She's,
Yeah, she's a birther.
Yeah. The right wing foot in.
Right. Michelle Bachmann has taken her
she's
right
out,
foot out.
Out. Steve Doocy in.
In.
All right.
I think Michelle Bachmann only has her right foot.
She's like the right wing version of what is it, Eugene Levy in.
Yeah. Pops a lot.
I have two right feet. No, really. I have two right feet.
And Michelle Bachmann also has a son. Who was just asked to pose in Playgirl.
Really?
Yes.
A hottie, is he?
I don't know.
Oh. All right. Well, what if he leans to the right? David in... California. Hi, David.
Dressed to the right.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, Al. Mooks. I was flashing that this is like peak oil. I'm so glad you're still on the Donald because his hair is like peak oil. He achieved peak hair years ago.
Right.
And now he's a choice point. He really needs to figure out what's going to happen to his hair in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to need alternative sources of hair.
Yeah, he has a hair system. That's something up there.
Like, in Fletch Lives, Chevy Chase in Fletch Lives, you know, maybe you could do, they're doing a thing where they cut the head and push the hair together, or you get transplants from your ass. Might make you smarter.
Mm. Thank you, Al. Wait, here's a heterosexual fun fact about Mama. My college boyfriend leaned to the left. He had that thing I told you about.
Ironies. Disaster.
Priapism. Mm-hmm,
no, thing. Priapism is priapism. Perpetual, hard.
It's crooked. Yeah.
It's crooked. That's priapism. That's
well, and we won't know until Playboy is published, whether Michelle Bachmann's son
he's turned
leans
it down.
To the right. Oh, did he turn it down?
He turned it down.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll never know if he's a periscope or...
All right.
Well, his mom has been known to do radio interviews in the nude.
Yes.
Right-wing radio hosts. Yes.
Wait a minute.
You say what? Okay.
Michelle Bachmann and the lovely and talented Mr. Bachmann procreated, you're saying?
Apparently.
Wow.
Okay, Glenn Beck.
How drunk were they?
Glenn Beck on the radio.
Obama has his religious outreach with Jim Wallace. Now, I think that Huckabee is truly deeply religious, and I think he truly is
a real Christian
man, where Jim Wallace, I'm not going to judge his soul, but he's a Marxist. I haven't met a lot of Marxists that love Jesus.
Jesus was a Marxist before there was a
defining characteristic.
Right,
typically.
Right.
No.
Has he just insulted the official preacher of the Stephanie Miller show? Yeah. Why?
And
yet he's not
guy,
man enough to debate him, by the way.
Jim Wallace has Ayn Rand Ayn Rand Institute people on his show when Ayn Rand said that if you have any religious beliefs, you're mentally ill.
That's right.
And not in the pejorative, literally, she believes that it's signs of a defective brain if you're religious at all.
All right. Oh, good, dear. My good friend.
She used to hang out with child murderers. So.
Yeah, right.
My good friend Neil Bortz, who knew he was a drill baby drill person?
The best thing that Obama can do right now is get out of the way. Let the market handle the price of oil and gas.
The market
open up our ANWR, get drilling offshore, let the shale in the western states be processed for oil. Let the free market into this picture, and we will soon see the gas prices on the way down.
That's why the prices are going up.
Exactly.
It's Wall Street manipulation. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's speculation.
It has nothing to do with supply and demand.
Hmm. Listen, I did my best to throw Neil Bortz off. You remember last time he was doing a show in the studio next to me in New York? I pressed my breasts up against the glass.
Yes.
Tried to throw him off his talking points for a minute.
Mm-hmm. You succeeded for a second.
Did he drop his ridiculous, pompous way of speaking for a fraction of a second?
No, he didn't. All right, Bernard.
You can tell I'm a conservative by the fact that I have no concept of the letter S.
It's really,
start towards
really,
socialism.
Really muddy thoughts, very clearly articulated. All right.
That's the Neil Bortz show.
Yes, thank you. All right. Brought to you by the same fine syndicator that brings you
Stephanie Miller. We love Neil Bortz.
Sure we do.
Sure we do.
Yeah.
We know he does.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Give him some pointers on getting with that girl he likes.
Elaine Fusler?
No, you know.
Stephanie Miller.
From school? She's all the boy talks about.
Huh. I don't remember him mentioning it.
Stephanie Miller.
To me.
We just had Elaine Fusler yesterday. Tomorrow, Rick Overton and Judy Tenuta join us.
Cool.
It's like comedy royalty every day.
That's Hal
Sparks in New York all 3 hours today. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. And Jim Ward, voice deity. Emmy Award-winning voice deity here every day. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toe-free from anywhere. Oh, I saw this, by the way,
Right-wing hypocrites!
Because Hal and I will be in Madison this Saturday for the Sexy Liberal Show. Sarah Palin was just there Saturday. So, of course, she's become a big union basher like her buddy, Governor Wanker.
Right.
She used to promote herself as the wife of a union man. Remember that?
Yeah.
And this past weekend in Madison, after lavishing praise on Governor Walker's battle with the public sector union, she proudly announced, the 2012 election begins here, Mr. President! Game on!
Game over, man! Yeah, game over!
I think it's more like game over. It's more like game over.
For the record, according to that Vanity Fair article, she treats her union husband the way she treats every other union person, with a lot of epithets and
disdain.
Yeah.
This will be on What the Fox tonight. The Federal Election Commission has begun an audit of Obama's 2008 presidential campaign, so that'll be all the... however, it's pretty much routine. The amount, the size of the hall made it a guaranteed an audit would eventually occur. The FEC is conducting a routine review, as is true with the McCain campaign, which probably spent most of their money on, I would assume, Metamucil and corn paste for Grandpa to eat.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now, that's good eating.
Is there some limit to the amount of campaign money you can use on corn paste for your candidate to gnaw on? Oh, heaven.
Stop you at every turn. There it is! Death! You know, at my age, the mind starts playing tricks. So, death! Oh, where were we? Death!
Patty! I'll let you guys get to this joke. Patty and Banger.
Hi.
Banger?
I just Banger. All right. Hi, Patty and Banger.
Hi. I wanted to I was stunned, first of all, to hear that Paul Ryan got survivor benefits from Social Security as a kid.
Yeah,
I used them to pay for college because
he wouldn't have been able to afford it otherwise. Wow. That's right. The social contract lifted his family out of potential poverty after a horrible thing they didn't expect to happen to them.
That's right. I got them as well when my dad died, and it didn't, you got survivor benefits all the way through your 21st year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So not just from 16 to 18.
Right.
He got them all the way until he was 21. And mine were, I think they were like $280 an ounce back in the 80s a month.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is the budget monster once
again. I'm fearful that if we go down the tax increasing route, we'll actually slow down the economy, which will make it even harder for us to balance the budget and pay off the debt.
Mm-hmm. You don't think it's going to be hard just reaching that 2.6% unemployment within 12 years that you think it's going to get to magically lower than it has ever been?
Yeah, remember how good things were in the economy when Clinton was president and tax rates were a little higher on the rich?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Just a little bit. As, you know.
Got ourselves a surplus. Means you're paying too much tax.
The president made this point yesterday. We're just, as Robert De Niro would say, just a little bit. We're raising
a little bit. Raise them a little bit. I hear things.
Wait a minute. Where do we have
enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm.
Yeah. So that's what he said. Yeah.
Nothing president. Crazy. Just go back to the rates that existed when Bill Clinton was president. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. All right, Budget Monster.
But that was horrible. People were getting a chance to compete.
A little bit.
Budget Monster.
We've got to focus on the problem. Washington doesn't tax people too little. It spends way too much money now and into the future. His own Democrats on his own commission said to be internationally competitive, clean the junk out of the tax code and lower rates for everybody to be more competitive. And that's what we're proposing to do.
You mean Alan Simpson said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Alan Simpson said the main reason we're here is George Bush, number one. Two wars, you know, not putting them on the books, tax cuts for the rich, and the prescription drug giveaway.
Yep.
All right, Budget Monster one last time. Here we go. Paul Ryan on Medicare.
You have to deal with this one program if you want to be serious about getting this debt under control, because this one program is the largest contributor to the debt in the future.
By the way, the American people, 80% of them.
Computer says no.
Say no.
Yeah.
No.
By deal with, he means kill. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with our bloated military budget.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem. They just never factor that in. As you're not allowed to touch it or go near it. But the truth is, we are wasting so much money on military machinery and action. And
Eisenhower warned about that half a century ago.
Military, industrial military complex. And the president's been talking about this. He's been saying,
don't need
these things that obviously certain people want because they're in their districts. And even the military says they don't need them. By the way, pointing out once again why the priorities are wrong on the Republican side on spending, he was talking about transportation spending.
According to the Republican budget that was passed, for example, we would have to eliminate transportation funding by a third. We'd have to cut transportation funding by a third. You remember when that bridge in Minnesota collapsed with all those people on it? And there was a big hue and cry, how can this happen in America?
Yeah.
We've got plenty of that.
The S&P, that was like a big warning shot about not lifting the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Geithner.
If you listen carefully now, I think the prospects for a bipartisan agreement are better than they've been in a long period of time. Of course, we have to turn that into action.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, let's hope so, so as to avoid a financial catastrophe. Ron Paul, yesterday talking about the debt limit.
They'll say if you don't raise the debt limit, there's going to be a calamity. But everything is fear, whether it was after 9/11 or the threat of Iraq or now the financial crisis, and now it's the debt increase. Fear, fear, fear.
Well, part of that I agree with.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But however,
he's so crazy and mixed up that I want to love him and hate him at the same time.
Well, that's like saying. You know, you're standing on top of a building with no wires attached to you or watching Human Centipede. Either way, it's fear, fear, fear. Like, one's an actual threat to your life.
Yeah, there's difference between fear-mongering about lies about weapons of mass destruction in order to, go into a war you wanted to go into anyway, and fear-mongering. I mean, by the way, did he vote for it the six times they raised the debt limit under Bush? I mean, it's like...
I don't think so.
All right, well, maybe he's consistently crazy.
Yes,
that's fine.
And Hal Sparks with another Human Centipede reference. Go, Hal!
For the win.
Birthday, bing, bing, bing.
Stephanie, you don't want to know what Human Centipede is.
No. And for the record, that's basically, if you've read Paul Ryan's budget, that's what it is. It's different economic theories, human centipeded together.
The human millipede.
And it will die the same way.
Robert and Kyle, I may actually know what more things mean once I leave my house for the Sexy Liberal Tour. It's because I'm like that Orange County woman. I'm like Nell, the Republican that didn't know that a chimp reference to the president is racist. Because she's never heard any reference to anything ever. Mm.
Right.
Robert in California, watermelons, I didn't know that really. Is that racist? Robert in California, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good, go ahead.
It was funny when you had that earlier right-wing caller talking about the tax points, because I was listening to Sean Hannity last night, because I like to see what the enemy's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying the exact same points to a caller he was arguing with.
Of course,
he was saying they have, the rich are paying 35% taxes plus their state taxes, so he was saying in New York they're paying 45% tax, and 47% of the people don't pay taxes. And what really killed me is when she brought the fact that they use loopholes. His response to her was, loopholes? I don't see any loopholes.
Sean Hannity is fighting for Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, who, by the way, are done paying taxes on their first paycheck of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Anybody want to buy Glenn Beck's house is for sale. He's leaving New York, apparently.
Oh.
His Connecticut estate is... I'm guessing
the feng shui there is a little
No. Beck also talked about the new media empire he intends to build once his departure from Fox News is complete. He's transitioning, as you know.
Is the woman from Poltergeist available?
Zelda Rubenstein?
Yeah, could Zelda walk around?
I suspect there might be bodies under the floorboards.
Oh, God, I love
There's
this.
There's a great evil in this.
Yeah. Oh, that's Glenn. He's moving out. Oh, yeah. Oh, there he is.
This
house
is not clean.
Among other things, he says he'll be building a research department and develop a new way to communicate with each other.
What?
Oops, sorry.
Because you're not welcome on any of the media that the right wing own?
Yeah, I just picture him in his mom's basement eventually or with
ham
a ham radio. Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all our ships at sea. This is Glenn Beck reporting from Radio Free Banana Head. I've
Pirate
got
radio.
All the Doritos I will need, and I will be here until 6 a.m. telling you everything that comes out of my head and nothing that goes
It'll just be 24/7 War of the Worlds. He's serious.
She's like Christian Slater in Turn Up or Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah.
Who replaced Glenn Beck? Apparently not Judge No Forehead. He had lackluster ratings while filling in.
Oh, poor little fella. Poor little Munchichi.
Who? People were scared by his hairline, I think.
Yes, he's a Munchichi.
Who filled in for him?
Judge Napolitano, his rating's not good, and so they're going to be trying out other hosts.
Right.
I think he should donate some of his hair to Donald Trump.
I wonder if Laura Ingraham will try and get that slot.
What would the love child of Judge Napolitano and Paul Ryan look like? It would be a weird hairline.
Be a lot of hair.
Cousin It, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Wookiee
going south
on the other
him.
Show. Yeah.
A Wookiee, for sure.
Right.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Meanwhile, oh, by the way, they're turning on Glenn Beck. They're saying that he's been plagiarizing for years. Tucker Carlson's website has taken on Glenn Beck's website.
Well, so it's conservatives eating their own?
I think Andrew Breitbart, who I was on Joy Behar with, has taken Beck on. Yes,
oh,
they're turning on him now. Throwing him under the bus, as it were. Yeah, they say they're furious because they're accusing him of content theft.
Yeah. Yes, by the way, other right-wing journalists, keep this in mind. This is what your friends will do to you when you're done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, conservative radio host Mark Levin, my good friend, recently took aim.
Sarcastic.
Okay, you're going to find this hilarious, Chris.
Okay. Uh-oh.
He took aim at Beck and he said, "You won't find me putting my name on books that other people write. You'll never find me doing
that." What? He's written every single word of Sean Hannity's books.
Right.
He said, "I would never ever preach to you about principles and viewpoints that I'm incapable of writing about. Never."
Wow.
Well, but your friend Sean Hannity would.
Yeah. Your friend Sean Hannity will take your words and use them as his own.
Right. Well, for the record, he is being honest because he's not putting his name on his own books.
Exactly.
Somebody else is. That's a jibe. That's a jab at Sean Hannity, if anybody.
Uh-huh. 46.
Who's the next to go, by the way?
You think so?
I think his Sean Hannity, now probably Sean Hannity's next book will have to be written by Kathy Durr, is what I'm thinking.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
All right.
Noodleback.
Stop being noodleback.
And show us your noodleback.
She's right.
He does an eerie Kathy Durr.
Yeah, you're
as
good
Parks
at that.
Does. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Some days with Hal. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2. Speaking of noon Eastern Time, tickets for Boston, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show with Hal Sparks and John Vigasango.
8 minutes from now.
Yes, at Ticketmaster.com. Code word is sexy to get your tickets before the general public.
Online right after the show.
Because holy Minneapolis. Tickets just went on sale yesterday. The VIP tickets are almost gone. The show is not until, Saturday, June 18th in Minneapolis. Ticketmaster.com for that one. Syracuse, Saturday, May 14th, also at Ticketmaster. And we will be in Madison this Saturday. Go to BarrymoreLive.com for the very few remaining tickets.
Also, apparently Netroots Nation is going to be going on in Minneapolis around the same time that the Sexy Liberal Show is there. So if you're there for Netroots Nation, why not pop on over?
I agree.
To the theater and see the Sexy Liberal Show.
Why the hell not?
In Madison, we are the only antidote to get the Sarah Palin screech from your ears.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
All right. For your entertainment pleasure, we have slowed it down like you used to slow your mom's 45 records down.
These are the front lines in the battle for the future of our country.
That is so weird.
It's the devil
she
if you were a tranny.
You are like the buzzing of flies to her.
There's another tell-all book coming out about Sarah Palin by her former aide. It's called Blind Allegiance by former Palin aide Frank Bailey. They're calling it a chilling expose.
Ooh.
Even more chilling than that last soundbite.
Apparently he accuses her of doing some election...
Shenanigans?
Shenanigans, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Oh, like teaming up with people that she shouldn't have been teaming up with. That sort of thing, to make ads and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, aren't you being aren't you being circumspect? All right. Oh, Hal Sparks, you have to. Charlie Sheen, one of his goddesses, has left the tour. You have to pick her up for this Saturday. Huh. I've never met a woman you can't pick up. That would be awesome.
Where is she?
If you snatched something from the violent torpedo of truth for the sexy liberal show, he could snatch one of Charlie Sheen's goddesses. She has left the violent torpedo of truth tour.
I don't have a violent torpedo of truth. I have a loving pink torpedo of honesty.
Oh my God!
Is that all right?
Bree Olson.
No, that's not all right.
Sure it is.
Oh God!
He
pink
does.
Is the color of love. You'd paint it that if you wanted to, you know. Be supportive of people. What?
Bree Olson tweeted, I love home and Dr. Sniffles. Dr. Sniffles is her cat.
Aw.
She wanted to go home.
Well, if he's Dr. Sniffles, he should be able to...
He should go
to the doctor, the vet.
Right.
That's his name.
Well,
I have no doubt that someone takes medical advice from a cat in that household, so that makes sense.
Doctor.
Speaking of
and
critters.
Isn't ketamine a drug for, like...
It's a horse tranquilizer.
Okay, but isn't there a cat tranquilizer, too, that...
I don't know.
All right.
It's called catnip.
Hey, in other critter news, wow, these are some whale fun facts. Humpback whales love a good hit single, and every year a new catchy pop tune spreads among the male underwater crooners. They're like the Backstreet Blowholes. It's a boy band.
I love that one.
The
like
men of the
back idol.
Small hours of the... That's like your neighborhood.
The men are the only ones who sing, likely in hopes of making some lady whales swoon, according to the research. If there is a whale version of the King of Pop, he likely resides off the coast of Eastern Australia, because that's where the popular tune of the season always originates.
Bonza.
With the King of Pop whale, and then... The hit-making tune then ripples eastward across the South Pacific from Australia to French Polynesia, infecting a genetically distinct group of whales who all start singing the same song during breeding season.
Wow. You're beatboxing down there in the South Pacific.
I'm getting sort of turned on by Al and John doing humpback whales. The hump is in their name for a reason.
And when they grow up and lose their looks, do they break up until they go on a reunion tour 10 years later?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? What?
Okay. Mm. Hey, someone has worse critter problem than I do. Glee's Matthew Morrison has a rat. Remember when I had rats?
Yes.
He has a rat-infested California home.
Ooh.
He said, I got upstairs and there was, see, now that I go on tour, the rats are probably going to be back. She said, I went upstairs and there was a huge rat in my bed.
Oh.
He caught the critter, ran downstairs in my underwear, and threw him in this faraway trash can. Unable to fall asleep, he was startled by yet another rodent. I get up, I run over, turn the light on. This big guy's on my nightstand. He jumps on my bed. He's looking at me like, what are you doing on my bed? He's looking at me like, I'm the hole.
Oh, God.
This is my... Wow! You remember, I had bat and critter trouble.
Yeah,
I had rats.
Did.
Yeah.
You had raccoons, too.
I had that. Well, they just do pranks. They just roll up my sod. They do. And then they sometimes short sheet my beds and saran wrap my toilet
right.
seats as
uh-huh.
well.
Right.
They're big on pranks.
They're college rats. Yeah.
They're like frat boys.
Hey, David Hasselhoff.
Frat rats.
Yeah.
Right.
David Hasselhoff could run for president on the Republican side. He feels guilty over his failed marriages, he says. Because he's a romantic. He's now dating a Welsh model. Maybe that's... Okay. He said, I love marriage. I feel guilty my marriages didn't work. I've always enjoyed being with one person. I'm incredibly romantic.
Mm.
I could tell by some of his hit songs.
And how green is her valley?
Oh, speaking of romantic, Ashton and Demi, this may make... They leave a little note. This is how they keep their romance alive. They leave little notes for each other around the house. Ashton said, if you go to our house, I have post-its notes that are placed in various locations, all with messages of encouragement and love. Demi said, in some of them, I've been there, I don't know, 7 years. My most recent one was just a reminder that I was magical. D-listed writing, think of the trees who were viciously slaughtered just so they could be processed into paper that Ashton uses to write crap like you're magical to Demi. Demi and Ashton should at least recycle those notes by donating to the hospitals who can use them to help patients vomit.
Wow.
That's
okay,
little,
first of all, as a theoretical level, I'm for that system. That's that leaving notes kind
sure,
of idea.
Sure, it's cute.
Yeah.
I would say most of Ashton's are probably Twittered.
Yeah.
To everybody, because that's the most romantic, is when everyone can see it.
And if
all
you
right.
did that, they'd be in Mandarin.
Hal Sparks yes. Band 01 right. will be in playing in San Francisco Friday night. He's sexy. Go see him, and then we will
love
all...
Love Kokomo.
Yes, and we
love
will all
Kokomo.
Be in Madison on Saturday. I love you, Hal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you
content together.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.